The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 68 of Spur of the Moment.
Coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas, we have a lot to cover. The Spurs played their first home preseason game against the number one draft pick, Paolo Banchero, and the Orlando Magic. And we're going to go over that game. We're also going to get into the projected number one draft pick of the 2023 draft a little bit later in the episode, which is probably of great interest to San Antonio Spurs fans. All right, so the Spurs ended up losing, which we don't care about the score in preseason games, but they lost 102-99 after holding a first quarter and halftime lead. They lost a little traction in the second half, but not cared about the score. We're just cared about pretty much the development of the team and the individual performances. And I have a lot to say about that. I think that was a better effort from a lot of the players in the first one. The first game, we looked out of it, didn't look ready against the Rockets, just didn't look like we were ready for game action. This one was a lot more like it. And if we lose 62 games like this, I'll be way okay. What are your thoughts about the last night's game, Drew?
Yeah, I feel like we should have won that game, but we ended up losing by three. We had a great first quarter and a great third quarter. We scored 33 and 31. But the second and the fourth quarter, we couldn't shoot. We couldn't score. But I feel like we played a better game than last game. We shot way better. We shot 44% this time from the field and 41% from the three. So played better against the Magic than the Rockets. So I feel like we played better, but we blew a lead.
Well, and, you know, I think we can use the Orlando Magic as a couple steps ahead of us in the rebuilding process, kind of like I said with the Houston Rockets. They were led by Wendell Carter, who ended up, he was a first-round draft pick, the number seventh pick overall in 2018, just to put that in perspective. So he's got 4 years experience, but he led them with 20 points and 10 boards. He's still only 23. And so if you look at the age of the Orlando Magic, they're just a slight step ahead of us in this rebuild, rebuild juncture. Of course, they had the number one draft pick, Paolo Banchero, and he ended up scoring 9 points on 3 of 8 shooting. But guys, it takes time. It takes time in a rebuild. It takes time for development. This is a veterans league. It's a league for players that have a lot of experience. And so we're just going to reiterate that point multiple times this year. But let's talk about our top two, bottom two. That's our segment, a fan favorite. Drew, who were your top two Spurs from last night?
Yeah, so I've got Dougie McBuckets as my number one top two. On Thursday, he put up 14 points, 2 assists, a rebound. He shot 6 of 10 from the field and 1 of 3 from the three-point line and 19 minutes coming off the bench. So Doug McDermott is my number one top two. My second top two is going to be Cade Bates Diop. In 18 minutes, he put up 12 points. He got a steal. He shot 4-5 from the field and 4-4 from the three-point line in 18 minutes. He only shot the ball 5 times. I feel like he should have shot a little bit more, but he had a great game with 12 points and 100% from the three-point line.
Yeah, great night for Cade Bates Diop. He had one of those games that was reminiscent a little bit of a shorter spurt of the Lakers game last year when he went off for 30 points and didn't miss a shot. Pretty impressive by him. That was my number one. My number two, though, was, and I called this, this was my player to go off in the previous episode, and I really liked his game. I thought he settled into his role a little bit more last night. It's point guard Trey Jones. Trey ended up, we was 4-4 shooting. Another big surprise of Mr. Trey Jones is he hit another three-pointer. So he was 1 of 1 from three-point line. He dished out 4 assists, grabbed 5 rebounds, and had 11 points. And I think as you see Trey Jones and the Spurs development, you're going to see a lot of nights like this where it's double-digit point, high rebound, high assist for a point guard. And as Trey gets more comfortable in his role, I think you'll see that that's how he's going to develop. So that was my number two on my top two. Let's get to the bottom two. Drew, who are your bottom two?
Yeah, so for me, number one, I think he has to be on everybody's bottom two list for what he did on Thursday. It's Joakim Poeltl, who put up a donut in the points category, had six rebounds. He turned the ball over three times. He shot 0-4 from the field in 19 minutes. Joakim Poeltl has to be better than that. I mean, he was good last time we played against the Rockets, but tonight he just couldn't get anything going, and he had 0 points and shot 0-4 from the field. So that's my number one. And my number two is Devin Vassell. He had the most minutes on the team, and he only put up 11 points, and he turned the ball over two times. He shot 4 of 11 from the field and 1 of 6 from the three-point line. So for him playing 25 minutes, I feel like he should have had a better night, but I feel like he had just had an off game. So Devin Vassell is my number two on my bottom two.
Yeah, Devin's been slow starting shooting-wise on the first two games. I watched an interview with him, and he was talking about, you know, it's early season. We're young. We're developing. And I like his grasp on that. I remember a stretch last year where he had some poor shooting nights, and then he caught fire. So let's get them all out of the way in the preseason, Devin, and we'll be fine. My bottom two, I also had Joakim Poeltl with the 0-4 and the three turnovers. I think it's important for Poeltl to have good outings, so maybe we can use him as trade bait, you know, for somebody that's a contender that needs a rim protector. My number two, Isaiah Roby, came back down to earth a little bit. He ended up with 4 points and also had three turnovers. That, you know, in Spurs Nation, we don't like turnovers. That's one of the things. Protecting the ball is important to us. And, you know, he's still learning his role. He's learning his teammates. He's learning his new environment. I think he's going to be all right. He's a young buck, but that was my bottom two, Poeltl and Roby. All right, let's move on to the segment of the show for the question of the day. This question comes from Sam in Flagstaff, Arizona. Remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. Sam from Flagstaff says, "Hey guys, I've been listening for a while. My question for you is, did you guys watch the Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson game? What are your thoughts, and which one do you think would fit best in San Antonio?" I'm going to turn this over to Drew, and then I'll chime in after.
So, for me, the one that I think would fit best is going to be Victor Wembanyama. He will change this franchise if we end up landing him. I also think if we get Scoot Henderson, it'll also be great, too. I mean, Scoot Henderson is also a generational talent. They both are. Both of them would probably have went number one in this draft. And it's really great to see two young prospects that are really, really good. One of the best prospects since LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So I'd rather have Vic, but I would like to have both too. They're just insane prospects.
Yeah, so I watched that game pretty intently, and I walked away with my jaw dropped on the ground. Victor Wembanyama, wow. It was pretty phenomenal what he did. 7 threes from a not, that's also his height. His height is rumored to be from 7'2 to 7'5. I don't care. It doesn't matter. When you can shoot like that with that kind of frame, there was guys trying to guard him, and it doesn't matter. He just got the shot up. Great form. 5 block shots was really impressive. He had good composure. He had good posture. I was floored, and I almost walked away from that game not trying to get my hopes too high, because it is a lottery. There are draft balls. There's no guarantee for the Spurs to get him. But, man, if they did, this rebuild process get sped up tenfold. I mean, it was pretty remarkable. He's definitely somebody I think you should watch. He followed up that outing, that 37-point outing, with like a 36 double-double. Yeah, Vic Wembanyama is a real deal, once-in-a-lifetime player. We've been fortunate with D-Rob and Tim Duncan to have that, and I hope lightning strikes again for the Spurs, because he is truly special and a lot of fun to watch. With that being said, I want to get into Scoot Henderson a little bit. Scoot can do some things and got some serious athleticism. Really, he had a still and threw down a dunk, and it felt like he glided in the air for hours. It was pretty amazing. He's got good composure also for an 18-year-old. He's going to be something else too. Let me put it this way. He'll be the number two pick most likely next year. Wembanyama will be the number one pick. Both of those guys would have been drafted above Banchero.
Yeah.
I mean, that's without a doubt in this year's draft. In fact, both those guys would have, and I'm not so sure that the number 3, 4, and 5 pick projected this year wouldn't have been picked in front of Banchero. There is some serious talent in next year's draft. So when you question the Spurs office for trading DeJounte Murray, I just want you to hold that question until June of next year, yeah, because there's a lot that's going to be proved in this draft. I think that was a brilliant, subtle draft move by the Spurs. And who knows, we may get some more draft capital if we decide to dish off some other veterans for some draft picks. But that's all in the storylines for the 2022-2023 season. So we'll wrap up that part of the question of the day. Thanks again, Sam. And remember, always text us 512-540-1626, and we'll be glad to spotlight your question on the show. All right, the next one, we're going to preview the upcoming preseason game. This is preseason game number 3. The New Orleans Pelicans and Zion Williamson come to town on Sunday night. Drew and I are going to be there watching and reporting for you guys. I think we're going to do our episode in the car with the mic after the game. So we'll do it driving in the car, and that way we can get you some good content out that night. Drew, let's get the preview for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, so this Pelicans team, I think they've completed their rebuild. They made the play-in tournament last year, and they're getting Zion Williamson back. And I feel like this Pelicans team could be a dangerous team in the playoffs. I think they'll be about the 5 or 4 seed. They have C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Valanciunas, Zion Williamson, and a bunch of other great role players. So they're playing tonight against the Detroit Pistons, and then on Sunday against the Spurs. So I think this will be a great, great game, and we will be there reporting for you guys. So that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, the Pelicans, if you'll remember, these are two franchises that are going in a little different direction. As their rebuild is almost complete. They've got some serious talent. They've shown a lot. I think you're going to see they're going to make a pretty steady force in the Western Conference this year. Zion Williamson looks great. He has looked great in his preseason game, but just his body, he looks in better shape. He looks happier. He's going to be a fun and interesting player to watch this season. And we're really excited. I'm excited to get to see live for the first time in person Jeremy Sochan, Malachi Branham, Blake Wesley, Isaiah Roby. I'm excited to watch those guys, and I'll be able to give you guys a pretty in-depth report on Sunday night after what we see. But it's definitely going to be another challenge. Again, Spurs are building and building up. And also remember, guys, these preseason games, we still don't have Josh Primo or Keldon Johnson. So they will be there in the regular season. Not that it's going to make the wins a whole lot better, but they're also two fun players to watch. And, they'll help the product on the floor a little bit. That's that. Who's your player to go off for this one, Drew? We're not going to do a prediction like we will in the regular season. We just do player to go off.
Yeah, so my player to go off is going to be Devin Vassell. After he struggled a little bit, he made my bottom two, but I think he'll make my top two, and I think he'll go off for about 22, 23 points. So Devin Vassell is my player to go off with no Keldon Johnson, no Primo. Devin Vassell should cook out there against the Pelicans.
Yeah, Devin's had a slow start shooting-wise. He's done some good things passing. He's done some good things with his leadership. And he's not getting full-on minutes. I think last game, Devin ended up with 25 minutes. He'll probably be averaging in the mid-30s, I'm guessing, as the season goes on. But that's a good player to go off. I like that. My player to go off is going to be Mr. Zach Collins. I like his aggressiveness. He's doing some things for us. His rebounding ability strong. He had 5 in 17 minutes the other night. He had 9 points. But I think Zach's going to – my prediction is Zach's going to get double figures in points, and he's going to up his 5 rebounds. He's probably going to have double figures in points and 8 rebounds is my guess. So Zach Collins is my player to go off. So that wraps up this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast. We'll be back reporting to you guys Sunday night. We'll get the episode recorded and loaded, probably on the drive back, and hopefully get it out to you on Sunday night. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And as always, go Spurs, go!